This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The volume.
Daniel
guys, I'm here with the former welterweight champion of the world, Kamaru Usman. It's my guy right here. Y'all know this my dude, so it is what it is. If it seemed like we buddying up a little bit too much, but personally, I tried to text this dude for a month. He didn't respond. So I'm like, what's going on? He said he was in the lab. Said he was getting better, because as you know, last time, the fight didn't go to his favor. I spoke to Leon Edwards, and Leon Edwards said that was his worst night, and you couldn't finish him. He said, so what can you expect this time when he feels like he'll be better? Without some of the factors that played into the first fight, right? So he said at altitude after the first round, he started to get a little fatigued. You train there. But in London, there is no altitude. He said he's going to be so much better this weekend. To what do you say to that?
See, that, how disrespectful is that statement? It's extremely disrespectful. But the problem is, and the one thing he's not accounting for, is that's not the first time we fought. That was the second time.
Yeah.
So what you going to tell me about the first time we fought? Because the first time looked a lot like the second fight. He can say whatever he wants to say. You know, I think that was a very disrespectful statement, and I think that was walking into a room and you saw a lion sitting in the corner. And you wanted to poke that lion, then go outside, because the lion didn't do shit.
Yeah.
Go outside and tell everybody, man, I'll poke that lion. He ain't doing nothing. Okay. Well, the lion then woke up. And this Saturday, all that shit that he was talking, you had to say it to me.
Yeah. People talk about bullets and board material, right? And you've always said, I judge you. I'm the jury, I'm the executioner, because everything you say will be used. Do you take these things that you hear from people and you put them up somewhere, or you put it in your phone, or is it just running your memory constantly like, yo, I got to punish this dude for this?
Yo, it stays up here. It stays up there. And I try to stay off social media. I don't really on it a lot, but I got good friends like Will Harris that will find out or hear something.
He's just messy. Will's messy.
Oh, Will messy.
He messy though,
but that's my brother.
He is. He cool. Like, we all love him.
Yeah.
But like, when I get a message from Will, I'm like, God dang it. What are you saying now? Who talking shit? Right? It's like, the moment you see a message from Will, you like, man, somebody talking shit or doing something. So here come Will to start some mess.
Nah. The thing with Will is Will's observant. You know, he's a bit of a troll,
he's observant. He's a dude that tell you like, hey, bro, if this dude knocked this off your shirt, he talking about your mama. Remember like the stick thing? Bap, Will gonna put the stick on your shoulder. Try to get you in a fight.
Who's like, yo, hey, you know he said that about you, though.
But he's loyal.
Yeah.
He's a loyal dude. He pays attention. He's a cool brother.
Yeah, Will's my dog.
You're putting all that in your mind.
Everything. You know, I hear it and it's just like, okay. I'm a market. You got to answer for it. And you know what our brother Habib, you know, you can say all you want to say, but when we get in there, let's talk
now.
We'll
make you punish, yeah.
Let's talk now.
But, you know, when I listen to you and I watch the countdown and some of the interviews, Usman, it's almost like you're a little bit dismissive of him.
Of who?
In Edwards. In regards to him as a fighter? Because the reality is you guys have been in there for 39 and a half minutes. And for the vast majority of that, you've been winning. But why do you feel like that? Is that more from what the things he said? Or is that how you really feel like this dude just not really on my level?
No, it's you know, I done wrestled you once during the season. I wrestled you at the conference finals. Yep. You know, the conference finals, and you caught me. Mm-hmm. I'm beating you.
Got you with a
I'm beating you by 13 points, and you caught me.
Kyle Catcher.
Yeah, caught me with a Kyle Catcher, and you pinned me.
Yep.
And now you talking, you doing interviews, and you saying all these things. Oh, yeah, I'm better. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. You haven't shown me anything to make me feel like you're better. Yeah. I'm running up the scoreboard on you every time.
Yep.
So I'm not dismissive. I recognize you can't hit me with the cow catcher. You can't hit me with the move. You can't throw that beautiful head kick, by the way, and land it. But at the same time, you saying you can stay with me skill for skill. That's
he
where,
hasn't really shown
that's
that.
Where I want it. That's where I want to see. I want to see that.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about the kick, and you said that he threw it multiple times and he just blocked it, right? What do you think? Have you watched it back? Because Justin told me he has not watched him lose to Charles Oliveira since.
Yeah.
You've watched it back. What happened in that moment that you missed that you didn't the other times?
No, I put myself in that moment, and I know exactly what I was thinking. I know exactly what I was planning, what I was plotting for him.
I'll tell you, off record, our personal conversation, I thought that you should have kept pressuring him.
Yeah.
And I thought that's why it ended up happening, and I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, though.
No, I 100% I get that, and I could have. But what I was plotting, what I was planning, is I was setting him up for something.
Mm-hmm.
But what I didn't account for is I was going into that fight with a pretty substantial injury that I didn't, of course, you know, say nothing to anybody.
Never
you just
got
to get to the fight. And so the injury hindered me from really moving the way I wanted to move.
Yeah.
And thank God that's not the case this time. But so I thought I was doing, in my head, you know, you picture it differently. I think I'm setting him up the way that I want to set him up, but I wasn't moving enough to where, you know, I'm giving ground and I'm keeping him right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so shake left, shake right, and I wanted to set him up. And it was just a beautiful kick. He stepped in through the technique. And of course, you know, my defense is there, but I see the kick late.
Mm-hmm.
I see the kick late. I'm just like, it was almost like watching. I'm like, damn it. And then next thing you know,
mm-hmm.
they telling you, hey, you know where you at? You know where you at?
I'm gonna tell you something.
I was like, yeah, I know where I'm at, Salt Lake City.
No, let me say this. Hey, bro, one time when Jones got me, I would cry as Bob would happen. He would tell me. I walk about 10 minutes, forget again. Stop crying again. What happened? I did that 5 times, bro.
For me, it was just...
I did it 5 times, though.
I was just... I was zen.
And that's crazy.
And then once I was zen, you know, in the cage, of course, I'm like, damn, what was
You're
that?
Mad, yeah.
Yeah. What was that? But then zen, didn't really say anything. I'm good. The whole way, then I was sitting in the ambulance, and then they're asking me these questions. And I'm like, yeah, I came too. I'm like, oh,
it
damn.
Hit you. Yeah, it hit you.
If I'm sitting in here, that means something happened. Damn it.
You had forgot?
Well, I,
bro,
you know, at that time,
bro.
It's at that time, it's like, it's not.
You, it's not registered.
You know you're lost, you know, but it's just like you're starting to replay everything. Oh, this, oh, God damn.
I lost 5 times that night. I swear to God. I lost, forgot I lost, didn't realize I lost again. That's happened to me 5 times. But let me tell you one thing. So we have a friend, Sean Bunch.
Yeah.
Right? And
that's my Sean Bunch.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's LEESA.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Bunch called me after, he said, hey, you talked to Kamaru. And I was like, yeah, I spoke to him. I was like, surprising. He was like, what you mean? I was like, bro, he wasn't mad. I was like, he wasn't mad. The way that you handled it was so different. And then Sean Bunch said something to me. He goes, bro, he goes, I was watching him. And even though he lost, he goes, I was proud of him because he goes, he can do everything. He goes, he can strike, he can wrestle, he's in great shape. He says, so I'm thinking to myself, I'm proud of my brother. But so I was thinking to myself the same thing. Like, the guy has all the skills. But the way you handled that, to me, was even surprising because, bro, we spoke on Sunday. And you just wasn't harboring no bad ill towards it. How did you do that?
No, it was...
Especially being 16-0 to start. Six title defense. He may be better than George St. Pierre. Like, how did you do that?
I think it's just, I've said it, I was brought up, I was classically trained for this. And not just fighting or the techniques or whatnot, but, you know, being able to look up to such a wonderful representative of the sport, representative of people that look like me, with you, with Rashad Evans. I basically watched and wanted to mold myself in the way that I feel that represented the sport the best and represented who I was the best. And so it was, you know, after it happened, of course, it's like I said before, when you're champion, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of things going on. And it was almost like, I wanted silence.
Yeah, like
you
a little
know,
bit of
I wanted
relief.
Silence, you know, like silence. Everybody just, you know, keep it down. Give me some space. Let me eat in peace.
Yeah.
Let me hang with my daughter in peace. Yeah. You know? And it was after that, it was just like silence. But in that silence, I found that dog.
That dog back.
Yeah, I found that dog. So, you know, like I said, this Saturday, I'm looking to, you know, sometimes you just want to get in the fight.
You do.
Like me and Covington won. We could have wrestled.
Y'all could have wrestled. It was a fight.
We could have wrestled, but I was just nasty. Like, no, we need to fight.
I
want to
fight. Yeah.
We need to fight. You was
for
down the block
the
in the
that
hood.
We said,
yeah, you was in the hood talking this. We got to fight.
You wanted to fight here in England.
Yeah.
You haven't been to Europe since 2010, wrestling.
Yeah.
That was the last time you competed here. So why did it matter to you to be able to perform in front of these folks?
Man, I have so much love and so much fans here. You know, this is UK. This
How
is
you half did when
Nigeria.
You wrestled here?
What?
How'd you do when you wrestled?
I think I went 2-1.
It's so hard out here, huh?
Yeah. It was just that time change. You know, wrestling, you don't come out a week out.
Mm-mm.
You know, you come out
right before.
Cut weight and you got to go. But I just have so much love and fans here. And this is UK. This is half Nigeria.
It is.
It's half Africa.
They told me they got some good, like, all the good food around here, too.
Crazy. crazy. This is like New York, but a little bit older and a little bit more culture. So, you know, I love it. I wanted to put something on for my UK fans. And it's like putting, you know, just checking off all the boxes. Yeah. You know, headline Vegas, headline MSG.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, this is another one. You know, headline the O2 in London, in UK. It's just, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this moment, and I cherish it.
You know, you had so many names, right? It was Canelo, it was Connor, all these names. Like, how? But what's the change having to go back and fight Leon Edwards again? And how do you see the fight playing out this weekend?
Well, the change is when you're in that position, you know, I was in a position where I'd have ran through the whole
thing. You're division. Looking for something bigger.
You know, you just, at that point, you just want to test yourself. You want to do something crazy to push the envelope more and more, which is why I was crazy enough to want to go and test Box myself Canelo, with Canelo and all these guys. But, you know, now I'm faced with a challenge, you know, in front of me. I'm faced with adversity. I have to face that head on, get through that. So with Leon, this is just, it's another adversity.
Yeah.
There's no better feeling than when you're back there in that tent, they cutting the gloves off,
and
they're about to sign this,
and you get the belt.
And you won. And you know, I just mission accomplished. There's no better feeling than that. And so right now, that's my focus. I got to go out there and feel that feeling.
I know how you said that everything motivates you, but at this point, like, that highlight, you've got to be done with seeing that highlight.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, it's got to be like, yo, I don't need to see this shit again for the rest of my life.
But the thing is, it never, like... I don't know whether I'm different psychologically. So I can sit there and watch it.
Really?
I can watch
it. Every time they play anything. Like the highlight.
But that's the only thing they're going to play for him. Yeah, what else they going to play? What else they going to play?
Well, you were winning the fight.
What else? We done fought how many, 8 rounds, 9 rounds. What else are they going to play?
Yeah.
Nothing.
This weekend is going to be crazy, man.
Nothing. Yes.
I love that it has a little bit more to it this time. It got a little bit of that spice in it, you know?
We got to talk.
With y'all too.
We got to talk. This Saturday, we going to talk. Me and him.
Man. Yo. Kamaru Usman, the Nigerian Nightmare, fights this weekend, UFC 286. He challenges, can you believe that? He challenges Leon Edwards for the welterweight championship of the world. Make sure you press the buy button. Pay-per-view starts at 2 p.m. on the West Coast, 5 Eastern. So make sure you're up early and you're ready to watch Nigerian Nightmare try to become the champion again. Yo, last time I saw you this worked up was when Jabari was disrespecting Angela Bassett on the Black Panther 2. Yeah.
Hey. I had to let him know.
Yeah,
hey.
Watch your tone, Jabari. Hey, my boy's like, watch your tone. Hey, he's ready for this weekend. Until next time, guys, like, subscribe, tell your friend DC has a YouTube channel, and watch Nigerian Nightmare try to become the champion again. Hey, thanks for checking in with me again. My very first interview on my YouTube channel to Still Nine today, my brother, Kamaru Usman. You guys check him out this weekend. Till next time. Peace.
Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.